Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting second, the center fielder, Bob Speak. Batting third, the left fielder, Jim Bulger. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh, the catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Bobby Morgan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Mo Drabowski. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mo Drabowski. For the St. Louis Cardinals, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Don Blasingame. Batting second, the shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third, the first baseman, Stan Musial. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Wally Moon. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Del Ennis. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Ken Boyer. Batting seventh, the catcher, Hobie Landreth. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Eddie Casco. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Vinegar Bendmeisel. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Vinegar Bendmeisel. And now, play ball. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak strikes out. Two outs. Jim Bulger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Casco fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morin moves to second. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long bunts towards the mound. Mizell fields it and throws to first for the out. Morin moves to third. Banks moves to second. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Morin scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball towards left. Ennis settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Ennis. Banks scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Cubs. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon takes first base on ball 4. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's Cubs, 2, Cardinals, 2. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a fly ball into left field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth hits a fly ball into center field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vinegar Bend Mizell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mizell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 0 for 1 in the game. Speak hits a fly ball into right field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bolger hits a pop-up towards third. Casco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0 for 1 in the game. Blasingame hits a fly ball into center field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0 for 1 in the game. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Musial scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morin for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 0 in the game. Long takes first base on ball 4. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Neiman hits a fly ball into center field. Boyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Moon hits a fly ball into center field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ennis hits a fly ball into center field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer hits a fly ball into center field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Drabowski bunts towards the mound. Mizell fields it and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to second. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams bunts in front of the plate. Landreth fields it and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to third. Two outs. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 0 for 2 in the game. Speak strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0 for 1 in the game. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drabowski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Casco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vinegar Bend Mizell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Casco. The throw from Neiman and he is safe. Casco steals second. Vinegar Bend Mizell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mizell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mizell strikes out. Two outs. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0 for 2 in the game. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Casco moves to third. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 2 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 0 for 2 in the game. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a line drive into right field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0 for 2 in the game. Musial hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Moon strikes out. One out. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ennis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Long strikes out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Neiman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Neiman moves to second. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Drabowski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Neiman scores. Morgan moves to second. It's 3-2, Cubs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morgan scores. Drabowski moves to third. It's 4-2, Cubs. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 0-for-3 in the game. Speak hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 0-for-3 in the game. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Blasingame fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams juggles the ball. That's an error on Adams. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0-for-2 in the game. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Casco takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cunningham pinch hits for Vinegar Bend Mizell. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Casco moves to third. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blasingame hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Casco scores. Cunningham moves to second. It's 4-3, Cubs. Dave Hillman now pitching. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-3 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Jackson now pitching. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Banks. The throw from Landreth and he is out, Blasingame applying the tag. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Long hits a fly ball into center field. Boyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Musial hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Moon hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ennis hits a fly ball into center field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Musial moves to second. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Boyer hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Neiman hits a fly ball into center field. Boyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman bunts towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Adams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Musial settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0-for-3 in the game. Landreth strikes out. One out. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hillman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Smith pinch hits for Larry Jackson. Bobby Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and St. Louis Cardinals, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.